This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is New Year's Eve, 2008. And I have something to share with you today that I really don't think I can think of anything more important to share with you. And it's this. It's a text in Colossians 3, verse 17. And again, it's repeated in verse 23. But it says this. Whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And again in verse 23, whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. You know, we're in a time of judgment. We're in a time of deliverance. Those that are under judgment are those that are in disobedience before the Lord. And God will first judge his church, his house. The house of God will first be judged before the wicked world. But both will take place. God's judging, and God will bring deliverance. And the first time Jesus Christ came, he came to die for the sins of the world. He came to save sinners. But the second time that Jesus Christ comes, he comes to judge sinners. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But we're not to be ignorant of the seasons. We're not to be ignoring the signs. What was amazing to Jesus when he came here in the flesh to his own people, religious people that had a heritage, an experience with the living God. They had the oracles of God, the word of God. They had a house of God, temple, a history, an experience. And Jesus said, you can tell the signs of the weather, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. And they didn't even recognize that the Messiah was looking at them eye to eye. They could eat with him, touch him, and observe him, and hear his teaching. But it wasn't, for the most part, what the people wanted. It wasn't what they were looking for. They had their own agenda, and they missed the visitation of God. They missed it. And Jesus Christ died for the sins of the world as the Passover lamb, a lamb without blemish or spot, and was offered before the Father for the sins of the world. He was killed at the hands of religious people and a political world, the empire, Rome. But we can look at that event as something deeply personal, that he died for our sin, because we're guilty. We need him. The times preceding his second coming are outlined by Jesus, the apostles, the prophets. It's in the scripture. We can study those things and learn those things and see them unfolding in our day-to-day. But the most important thing I can tell you is for you to consider every single thing you're doing, every single thing you say in word or deed, be aware that the eyes of the Lord are trying. He's beholding. He's observing, and he weighs the hearts of all of us. We should be doing it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto man. And that is the dividing line, ladies and gentlemen. Are you going to serve the Lord, submit to his authority, and joyfully serve him and reflect his love and character to others? Or are you going to serve yourself? Or another man, or entity, or corporation. We're called to serve the Lord. Our life is no longer our own. We're bought with a price by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We don't have the right to call the shots. We don't have the right to do our own thing, to take what we want, to be self-seeking, self-promoting, lusting, craving, wanting what God has not given us. And what God wants for us is the best thing you could ever have. But I call you today to do everything before the Lord and to do it for him, not for man, not to fear man, not to seek to please man, because this is what we have, is the clash of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man. Many things are unfolding in our world, and the prophets and the watchmen have been speaking for decades, for years, about the promptings of the Spirit of God, of warning what was coming, unprecedented times, that there was a time to be careful. It was a time to be watchful. It was a time to be so careful to dot our I's and to cross our T's and to be faithful with the Lord, to know His voice, to be seeking Him with all our heart. Because these are times of great deception. That's the first thing Jesus outlined in Matthew 24, in the Olivet Discourse, when Jesus talked about what the time preceding His coming would be like. He said, "Beware lest any man deceive you," because there will be much deception, deceiving the world. And the only protection against the deception is that you love the truth and you're faithful to the Lord, and God will protect you. You won't believe a lie. And Jesus has said He is a shepherd that lays down His life for the sheep. He said that His sheep know His voice. He calls them by their name. And the voice of a stranger they will not follow. You don't have to believe a lie. You don't have to follow man. And it's going to come, ladies and gentlemen, with a rod and tyranny and oppression. And you're going to be forced to bow the knee to Baal. And they're going to force the people to bow the knee to a man's system. And this is the time to rise and shine and be bold in the face of this lie and declare the truth in meekness and respect that King Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the King. And we are not to have other gods, other loves. This is a time we're seeing unprecedented judgment taking place in the land with folly and foolishness and sensuality. The economies of the world are crashing. Political systems are aligning themselves into an antichrist one world system right before our eyes. And the political leaders and the rich men, the bankers, are ripping off the people, taking the money, forcing the people to pay back the money through taxes. It's taking place right in front of everyone. So blatant. This is the time the Spirit of the Lord is calling all of us that know His name. Today, if you will hear My voice, harden not your heart as in the day of the provocation. God is talking about the wilderness experience with the children of Israel. The whole incident was recorded in the scripture that we could learn from their errors, because God loved them and delivered them and took them out of the land of Egypt because they were slaves, oppressed. And the land was defiled with multiple of gods, false gods, idols, and their religious encumbrances. God delivered them through the experience of the Passover, but not all they that went out with Moses were walking with God. God was not well pleased with all them that went out with Moses and were to consider the error of their way. God's going to see us through this time as He's judging the land, as His kingdom is coming forth in power, as we go forth and declare the gospel of the kingdom of God. We can believe God will send manna down from heaven if we're hungry, if we need it. God can cause water to come from a rock if we need it. Can we believe? So this is why we need to be so devoted to the Lord that our heart is united to fear Him, to love Him, and to be looking on the horizon as His kingdom's coming forth. And it's not something so far from you. His word is not far in the heavens that you have to send into the heavens to get it or across the sea to get it. It's nigh thee. In thy heart and in thy mouth is what the Lord has told us. I'm encouraging you today. This is real. The alarm is sounding. This is not a drill. This is real. Whatever you do, in word or deed, present it unto the Lord as a holy sacrifice. Present your body as a sacrifice. And this is your reasonable service, that you may show God that good, perfect will of God in your life. God's not willing that a hair perish on your head. He's not willing that you fall away and multitudes will. It's a grievance. The multitudes and multitudes forsake their faith because they're shallow in their heart. They've let other things come in, the cares of life, the things of the world, lusts. They don't understand. They haven't studied the scripture to show themselves approved unto God as a workman that need not be ashamed, and they shall be ashamed. Satan's stolen the word that was planted in so many people's lives. So many people believe the lies of a gospel of false prosperity. You can prosper with money and carnal things, of goods. But true prosperity comes in growing in Jesus Christ and grace and knowledge of our Savior. God wants us to prosper, but even as our soul prospers. He wants us to be made whole, complete, to be found of God in peace and love. The Lord's watching all of us. I urge you today to be quiet, to be listening, to acknowledge how God's been faithful to take you through these days. He showed you what was coming, and it's here. It's really here. And this is a time not to be stuck, frightened, terrified, unable to move, but this is the time to move with the Lord and rejoicing, because when Jesus said, when you see these things beginning to come to pass, lift up your heads and rejoice, for your redemption draws nigh. And when the wars come and the rumors of wars abound, Jesus said, don't be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But he told us there's going to be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places, and then the world will hate you and take hands upon you and persecute you. Some of you will be betrayed by your parents. Some parents will be betrayed by their children, and brother against brother, sister against sister. Those that are closest to you will betray you. This is why you've got to know your Lord. You've got to know where your loyalties are. You can't fear man that can kill your body or throw you in jail or beat you. But fear the Lord. Fear God. Because he alone not only can kill you, but throw you into the departed place, Sheol, hell. God does not please that any of us would have that eternal judgment, but that we would receive eternal life in Jesus Christ. We're about to see many things, ladies and gentlemen. Signs in the heavens. Signs in the earth. And as the prophet Joel prophesied about fire and vapors of smoke and blood, we're going to see volcanic action. Earthquakes, shaking. But not only in the earth, but in the heavens. And not only in the earth and the heavens, but the political systems, the worlds, the economies. Great diseases taking place in the earth. And you're going to have to know that you're wearing white garments in Jesus Christ, that you've been faithful to him, that you're abiding in him, and his word is abiding in you. The blood of his son will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You're not to carry the burden of sin, but you're to be freed and liberated, changed, transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. What a great day. What an awesome day to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Commit your way to him and trust in him, and he will keep you as the apple of his eye. No one will be able to pluck you from our Father's hand. So in these days, walk pleasing with the Lord. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord.